Full-time score here today at the Aviva Stadium was Ireland 41, Japan 10. Ireland leading by 17 points to 10 at half-time, and a very error-ridden second half eventually saw them run in four more tries to make the final score 41-10. But I would think that Andy Farrell will not be too happy with some of the play he saw today. There was a lot of poor passing. Chances weren't taken, and to be fair to the Japanese, they tried to move the ball as best they could, and they did pose a lot of questions to the Ireland defence, but it stood up well. The opening score was after 5 minutes when Jack Crowley punched over a penalty to make it 3 points to nil. And then in 20 minutes, probably the best passing movement of the game from Ireland's point of view after the Japan centre Charlie Lawrence had got a yellow card was when I saw Crowley finish on the outside and run round the post, converting his own try, making it 10 points to nil. Ireland then on half an hour had their second try whenever a ball was dropped and wing forward, good possession saw it going wide, and wing forward Nick Timoney celebrated his first try for Ireland, making it 15. Crowley converting, that was 17 nil. Then after that, it was a try from Japan when they drove a very strong 5 metre line out, and prop Kenta Kobashi, he got over out half St. Louis converting, making it 17-7. And just on the final half time whistle, he converted a penalty to make it 17 points to 10. The second half really was littered with a lot of mistakes coming into it, but in 47 minutes, Ireland managed to get a 5 metre line out, and from several drives, it was prop Andrew Porter who drove over, making the score 22-10. Stockdale thought he might have had a try from a charge down, but it was adjudged that somebody was in front of the ball, and that was disallowed. Then in 66 minutes, Ireland again from a 5 metre line out were too strong, and hooker Gus McCarthy got over 27-10. Quite a flattering score then, as I said, at that time. But then in the final 10 minutes, Japan started to tire, and Ireland then ran in two tries. The first one, McCarthy, again from Paddy McCarthy from a 5 metre line out, he went over. Prendergast from way out converted a very, very good kick. And then on 76 minutes, there was a drop pass picked up by Tommy O'Brien, who was awarded the man of the match, and he did certainly deserve it, because all through the game he was the one Irish player that seemed to show a lot more enthusiasm. That made it 39-10, Prendergast finishing off the scoring 41-10. As I said, it was a funny game in a sense. Ireland outscoring Japan by 6-1. But really, it was even the crowd were not really enthused by the game. And Japan gave everything they could. But certainly, it wasn't the sort of game I'm sure Andy Farrell would have wanted for his Ireland team going into next week's game against Australia, and then finally against the world champion South Africa. But however, there's a lot of work to be done, really. And it'll be interesting to see what the selection is for next week. The whole 23 players, they all got a run out today, so at least they were all able to put their hands up and see what the selection committee thought about it. But generally speaking, it was a very lackluster game, and although it was 41-10 to Ireland at the final score, it really was slightly flattering, because they didn't outplay the Japanese to that extent. So final score here from the second Kilter Nations game here at the Aviva was Ireland 41, Japan 10.